귀여웠어.
데이비.
하이 다가.
안녕하세요.
모로이.
하이 다자 하오.
사츠리아 칼.
가모나츠.
콘니치와.
나마스테.
G'day. Welcome to Western Sydney University. I'm Sid Sharma, and I've got things every student should know. So you've got your student ID card, you've got your Opal card. Now it's time to get exploring. There's so much to see and do in Greater Sydney. There's the harbour, the beaches, the national parks. The easy part is getting around. That won't cost you much more than your Opal card fare. The hard part is narrowing it down to just 5 places to see. That's why you're joined by an expert, someone who's here to make sure that you tick off the best of the best. Georgia, tell me a little bit about yourself.
My name is Georgia. Georgia Rickard. I am a travel journalist and magazine editor, and I am lucky enough to be able to call myself a specialist in Australian travel. And there aren't a lot of journalists that actually do that, because most Aussies think, you know, oh, we want to go traveling overseas and write about overseas, whereas, no, I've made it my life's mission to tell people about how great Australia is.
What about in Sydney? Have you lived here your whole life, or?
I have. I'm not ashamed to say it. Look, no, I mean, of course I've traveled extensively, but I'm very proud to call Sydney my home. And it's an incredibly beautiful city. And I think the more, in fact, you travel overseas, or I travel overseas, the more I appreciate just how gorgeous this place is.
Mm. And only in Sydney would you be, say, half an hour from the beach, half an hour from the suburbs, half an hour from the inner city. You know, it's like there's so much to do and explore here.
There is. I mean, the beaches themselves, I think we've got over 100 beaches in the city. That's nuts.
Crazy. Crazy. So let's jump right in. Let's talk about some of your favourite things to do and your favourite places to travel to in Sydney.
첫 번째.
Hey.
뭐지?
Yep.
Ack.
Number one, the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Sydney Harbour, because it really is just a spectacular
Absolutely.
Part of the city.
Yep.
And, you know, of course, the crowning glory, Sydney Harbour Bridge, right there, like in the middle of it all. It's such a famous icon and it's just so accessible to us every day. You can't get better.
And there are so many different ways to appreciate it, right? You can be under it. You can walk across it. You can walk the pylon. Like, tell me a little bit more about the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I think, look, when most people think about the Harbour Bridge, you know, if they've done a little bit of research about coming to Sydney, and usually what pops up on Google is the Harbour Bridge climb, which is pretty famous. Mm. And most people don't realise that you can get pretty specky views just by walking across it, which is something that a lot of Sydneysiders do every single day to and from work. You know, it takes, 25 minutes to get from one side to the other. And that in itself, I mean, it's completely free. You have to do that at least once.
I mean, it's 25 minutes if you're not stopping every, you know, 30 meters to take another picture of the absolutely fantastic views that you get from it.
It's true. You know? So look, definitely walking across is one thing, but the local hack that I really love about the Sydney Harbour Bridge is that if you don't want to splash out for the bridge climb, you can actually climb one of the pylons, which is, you know, the columns on the side of the bridge.
Mm.
To climb the actual bridge to the very top costs like $350.
Super expensive.
Like,
yeah.
It's, you know, it's like a week's rent.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. But you can actually climb the pylon for like $20, which is just so, like, that's a bargain.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I guess you don't need to book it far in advance or anything like that.
No, not at all. You can just show up. And in fact, a lot of people, a lot of locals don't even know about it.
Well, I mean, I didn't, you know, until very recently, basically. So it's fantastic.
Yes, yeah. And you know, no queues. It's an underrated gem. You heard it here first. Mm. You're welcome. Oh.
And so, Georgia, what if you've walked the bridge, you've climbed the pylons, but you still can't get enough? How else can you appreciate the Harbour Bridge?
Well, look, I think, you know, particularly when you first arrive in Sydney, most people sort of tend to stick pretty close to the city.
Mm.
But on the other side of the Harbour Bridge, the northern side, is this incredible little village called Kirribilli.
Mm, beautiful.
It is so beautiful.
I love Kirribilli.
It's just this cute little collection of all these gorgeous little restaurants and shops, and there's markets there on Saturday mornings, and it's really affordable. I mean, you know, again, not like the city where you've got all these big, really expensive and flashy restaurants. You can cross, you can walk over the Harbour Bridge. And then when you get to the other side where Kirribilli is, you can walk into one of the restaurants there. There's, you know, quite a few Thai restaurants, which is very Australian. Loves, you know, we love our Thai food. And you can order a, you know, a cheap dish. You can grab a takeaway bottle of wine from one of the bottle shops right there. You can get the food takeaway and go and sit on the grass, or you can sit in the restaurant. And literally, you're right there in front of this global icon. Like, the Harbour Bridge is right in front of you on the water, and you're paying like $15 for dinner. It's just, it's crazy.
There are so many different spots there as well, right? Like, because I love that area. I think it's one of my favorite areas in Sydney. And not many people know to be able to go there and just hang out. But like, you can go and hang out at the little wharf, the Gerry Street Wharf. That's there.
Yes, it's so beautiful.
And dangle your feet off the wharf, and the harbour is, you know, right in front of you, and, you know, there's no one around either. And then on the other side, you've got Wendy's Secret Garden, and you've got, you know, Luna Park, and there's so many places to go and appreciate the view there as well.
Absolutely. And I think actually Wendy's Secret Garden, we should just do a quick shout out to, because that is such an underrated secret and special part of Sydney. And I don't know if you know the backstory to it.
No, but I don't.
So Wendy Whiteley was Brett Whiteley's wife. Mm. And he's obviously a very, you know, very well-known Australian artist. But Wendy's actually also an incredible artist. And you know, she sacrificed a lot of her career to put Brett forward. But when he passed away, how she actually coped with her grief was to create this amazing garden that's like literally just on the water's edge. You can walk there, and it's, you know, all these levels, and it's filled with trailing vines and lilies, and it's just this little paradise. And again, in view of the Harbour Bridge, just right there.
There's a really nice cafe that's on the other side. I forget what it's called, but it's right, it's like on the jetty.
I know what you're talking about. That is one of Sydney's most hotly Instagrammed spots at moment. Celsius Cafe.
Celsius. Yes. There it is. Yeah.
And it's divine because it's this little kind of square wooden box that's actually out on the jetty. And when you're in it, it almost feels like you're on a boat because you're sort of, you know, you're looking out through the window and you're eating your gorgeous, you know, your avocado on toast. Very Australian.
So Sydney.
But then, you know, all you can really see is the water and then these ferries that are just, you know, bobbing past and, or showing up and then having people get on and get off. It's quite spectacular.
It is really special. Like, I always go and sit there at the, I guess there's a bar that, you know, is by a window. And as you look out the window, there's just water and rocks, and that's it, right? It is very much like being on a ferry or being on a boat. It's so beautiful.
You have to go. Yeah. I mean, even the food is very Instagrammable. There's all these edible flowers, and it's all very cutesy and pretty. Mm. And I think the other thing about it is you're almost like right next door to the Prime Minister's residence.
Right, right.
So you're really getting like very much one of the best views in the whole of the country, and all for like the price of a coffee. I mean, that's pretty cool. So yes, hot tip, Kirribilli. Definitely take some time to wander around there.
Let's move on to number two.
Okay.
두 번째.
No.
이.
두이.
비리.
Number two, the Opera House.
Oh, and this was tough because this could have so easily been number one, but they go hand in hand. It's the Sydney Opera House.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, do you love it?
I absolutely love it. I'm still in awe of how beautiful and how, you know, how spectacular that view is every single time I walk past it.
It is so spectacular to look at. But I think the other thing that makes it so special for Sydneysiders is that the Sydney Opera House isn't just a place that you go to for really special occasions or to listen to opera, right? I mean, you know, for locals, like, it's a place where you can go and there's so many, there's actually quite a few, a lot of people don't know, there's quite a few different performance areas and venues and stages within the Opera House. So you can go and watch a play, you know, there's panel discussions, there's ballet, the TEDx has been held there. I mean, all sorts of stuff goes on. And there are actually a couple of restaurants there, including one of Australia's most classic bar experiences. And this isn't actually within the Opera House, it's just next door. but it is, of course, Opera Bar.
Oh, yeah. Opera Bar is so beautiful.
It's so cool as well. Like, have you been there on a, you know, a Thursday afternoon at 5 o'clock?
Oh, yeah. I've been there on, like, a Tuesday morning. Like, it's just one of those places that you can just rock up to and be guaranteed a good experience, you know?
Yes. It's just, you know, I feel like there's always a good vibe there. It's right on the water's edge. To your right, you've got the Opera House. And then right in front of you in kind of panoramic IMAX status.
Also, it's such a cool, like, versatile space, right? Like, you can go there with friends for, you know, like a celebratory brunch, or you can go there on a date, or you can take family members if they're visiting. You know, yep. Like, you can go there in any different environment or circumstance.
Yeah, you know, like the Opera House, Opera Bar is kind of... it's a regular hangout spot for Sydneysiders. The other really cool thing about the Opera House, and... again, for local status, you need to know about this, is Benny the Seal.
He's back?
He's back.
No.
So if you haven't, I'll give you a bit of context for all of those listening who don't know who Benny the Seal is. In, I think it was 2014, one day this casual male seal just started appearing, like sunbaking on the steps around the corner from the Sydney Opera House. He was nicknamed Benny after the point, Bennelong Point. Mm-hmm. And Benny the Seal has since gained a social following. He's got quite a fan base. And he reappears every year. And basically, he's become such a legend that now, if you actually go on the Sydney Opera House Facebook page, you can chat to Benny, but they've made a Benny the Seal bot. So you can actually, like, say, hey, find out what's up. I haven't actually done it myself, but yeah, and that's his return to that site over and over again is quite common for Australian fur seals. It's a term called site fidelity, and basically now he comes back every year, and
he's an integral part of that kind of that part of Sydney now, isn't he?
He is.
Can't go to the Opera House without seeing Benny the Seal in the right month, I think.
That's it. Yes. Mm. So yeah, you definitely have to get a selfie of your time with Benny. And the other cool thing about that is that when you see Benny, Benny is actually, he's part of the walk around to the Botanic Gardens, which is, you know, stunning, right in the middle of the city, this ridiculous, like, super extravagant garden that's got all this native Australian flora just there for the taking, but to go and wander through and admire and totally free.
I've lived here my whole life, and I still, as a local, have not seen all of the Botanic Gardens, right? It's just so big, and there's always different, you know, nooks and crannies to explore. There's always different places that, you know, you can hang out and just, you know, have a picnic or, yeah.
Yes. I actually recently discovered that they have a cactus garden.
A cactus garden.
Which is cool. And that there's, you know, there's new festivals happening in there now, and there's a couple of different cafes. So you go and grab your coffee and then you go for your wander and...
and it's not that far from public transport either, right? Like, all you need to do is get a train to Circular Quay Station, and it's like a 5 or 10 minute walk.
Yeah. Yeah. Five minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, and again, right in view of the Sydney Opera House and the Harbour Bridge.
So look, you've only heard two things in this episode, and that's because there is so much more to see and do. If you want to hear George's next picks on what to do in Sydney, check out part two of this episode, where you can leave the CBD behind and head to the beaches and the Blue Mountains. If you have any more questions, head to westernsydney.edu.au. I'm Sid Sharma. See you soon.